DOA News. The U.S. is said to be ready to support, facilitate, and participate in direct negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban. That statement on Sunday from U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Statement was released the same day that Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced a new ceasefire. He announced the 3-month unilateral conditional ceasefire with the Taliban. He said Afghan forces will stop their operations beginning Monday if the Taliban agrees to do so as well. The ceasefire coincides with the Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. There's been no reaction yet to the announcement from the Taliban. A 6.9 magnitude earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Lombok Sunday, just hours after a 6.3 magnitude quake shook the island. The earlier quake caused landslides and forced people to flee. Just 2 weeks ago, a magnitude 6.9 quake on the same island left 436 people dead and forced 350,000 to flee their homes. U.S. Geological Survey geophysicist Paul Caruso says earthquakes are not uncommon in the area.
In that area, there have been 6 other events of magnitude 6.5 or larger in the last 100 years.
Sunday's event is the 3rd strong earthquake to rock the island during the past month. Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inspected the flooded landscape from a helicopter, met with the state's top officials, promising more than $70 million in aid. Officials estimate more than 10,000 kilometers of roads have been damaged. This is VOA News.